Reverend John Loboka is the regional superior of the Apostles of Jesus in South Sudan and Sudan. Father Loboka says his multilingual skills helped him overcome his fear after being chosen for the job of the Pope's official translator last weekend in Juba.
Of course, in the beginning I was a little bit hesitant because, as you know, that was really one of the highest moments one would engage in, and one was not very sure whether one would be able to make it to that to the level expected, but they encouraged me, said, no, you can do it. And I said, okay, let me try. And thanks to God, it went well. It was really a great privilege to be with the Pope almost throughout his stay, from his arrival to his departure. I was close to him, translating to from Italian to English, from English to Italian, and sometimes from Arabic to Italian as well. Yeah.
Loboka, who speaks English, Italian, classical Arabic and French, studied his primary and secondary school in Juba and joined St. Mary's Seminary. He says he was sent to Rome to study in English and he decided to also learn how to speak Italian.
I was also sent to study interreligious dialogue with a special focus on Islam, so I was conditioned to study classical Arabic. And for that reason, I went to Cairo in Egypt. I studied Arabic for 9 months. And then in Rome, at that institute, I studied Arabic for 3 years also. So that is another language that I had great interest in learning and practicing. So I studied classical Arabic. During my stay in Italy also, I learned French at the Pontifical Urbanian University in Rome.
Father Loboka says his first language as a child was Lochiga and Pojulu because his mother is Ugandan and his father is South Sudanese. He says his pastoral training helped him learn Kiswahili and Pazande, a language spoken widely in the parts of Western Equatorial State. He also teaches Latin at the St. Paul Major Seminary in Juba.
The course of Latin is basic. Now, it depends from year to year. There are some years in which the students really love it and they appreciate it. There are some other years in which they find it a little bit difficult. Latin language is complicated. It's quite different from English. Its structure, its grammatical structure is quite different from English, and therefore some of the students take a little bit of time to grasp the concept of that language.
Loboka encourages other people to learn new languages as a potential job opportunity. While in Rome, he says he also got to meet Pope Benedict XVI, but serving Pope Francis in Juba was the privilege of a lifetime. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shiapai in Juba.